I'm Caroline Spears. I'm head of Think Local at Personal, and I'm delighted to welcome you to our podcast about TLAP's resource on innovation in community-centred approaches, more informally known as the Rainbow. And this is a directory which sets out some great examples of innovative approaches in social care, and it's on the TLAP website. I'm here today with Alex Fox. Alex is CEO of Shared Lives Plus and Vice Chair of the TLAP Partnership. And in his spare time, Alex also chairs the Building Community Capacity Steering Group.
Hi, Caroline. Good to be here.
Alex, first of all, I wonder if it'd be helpful if we define what we actually mean by community-centred approaches. It's a term that we bandy around quite a lot.
It is, and it's a term that's applied to almost everything that happens in social care these days will claim to be community-centred. For me, the key thing is that community is not a place, it's the relationships we have with other people. So community-centred approaches are at their heart approaches, support systems, services which connect people with each other. And they do that in all kinds of different ways. But that idea that we all are not just people who need support, where people want to live a good life, has connections and relationships at its heart. That's what community-centred approaches have in common.
That's really helpful. And shall we give an example of one of the approaches we've got on the Rainbow, just to put that in some kind of context? And I'm thinking of Gig Buddies. And for people who don't know Gig Buddies, it's an organisation that connects people who usually have a learning disability and or autism and are often socially isolated, with a volunteer who shares the same passion. And as well as opening up a world of mainstream social activities, it's also an approach that, in my view, creates conditions for genuine friendships to emerge. So it's not a befriending service, but it creates conditions for genuine friendships and wider community opportunities.
Yes, and I think that idea that people, all of us, are looking for real relationships, that means relationships we've chosen, and it means relationships which are in some way reciprocal. So everybody gets something out of Gig Buddies, because it's not about going to help somebody. It's we both love the same music, let's both go out and enjoy that music together. And I think one of the things that we've learned about the range of community resources out there is that they can be in that very informal space, as Gig Buddies is, but also they can be in what's often the domain of much more formal services, where people do have significant support needs, but they still want to live a good life, they want that sense of connection.
Absolutely, and it's worth saying that the idea for this resource came about because we wanted to provide a way to illustrate to providers and commissioners what we would describe, I guess, as human-sized, human-shaped approaches that have a better fit with the reality of how we live our lives. I think it's also worth saying we launched with 12 examples, and now we've got over 30, and we're getting a steady flow of examples coming down the line. What's your ambition for the development of the resource, Alex?
Yeah, so to begin with, it was about giving a clear picture of a whole world that particularly people in the commissioning world, people who are buying or investing in services and local charities, people can find that world a bit confusing. Often we come across people in leadership positions in councils and the NHS. They love the idea of Gig Buddies, of home share, of shared lives, of local area coordination, of time banking, of community wellbeing teams, all of these models, but they're not quite sure how they all fit together, they're not quite sure the differences between them, which ones they're choosing between, or which ones actually fit neatly alongside each other. So the Rainbow started as an attempt to show that there are examples of community approaches right across the spectrum of local authority activities in particular. So the innermost kind of slicer or a curve of the Rainbow looks at community approaches for people who have significant support needs. These might be people who are trying to leave hospital. And then sort of moving outwards towards the rim, you've got people who need accommodation as well as support, then people who are living in their own home but need some help to live in their own home, then people that need some support to do something meaningful or enjoyable or social during the day, and then sort of everybody else, the whole community, which gets into that more preventative sphere that people often associate with community approaches. But you can see from the model there are examples of community approaches in all of those different fields of work. And as you say, we're finding more and more. So I think the ambition is we don't want this to be an exclusive club. We started off with a picture that just gave a snapshot of a few of the models that we knew collectively quite well. But we want people and organisations to join. So if you feel that you're an approach which connects people, which focuses on good lives, not just on good services, which is asset-based and co-produced, we want you in the directory. It's really easy to get into the directory. There's a really short form that you can go to the website and fill in, and we'll give you some feedback on that. And we're trying to make this as inclusive as possible, not to be a really high bar or something you have to put loads of work into.
Absolutely. And we could talk about this for ages. It's such an exciting area of development, but I think that's all we've got time for now. To find out more, please go to the TLAP website. Please sign up for our e-news on the TLAP website and look out for more podcasts on thinking differently about social care. But that's it from me for now. So goodbye from me. Thank you, Alex.
Thanks very much.